Okay, today we start the eighth parak of Maseches Ksubis, Ha'isha Shenaflu, okay?
Yeah.
Brad, if you brought the previous volume of the Art Scroll, sorry about that. It switches now?
Yeah.
Switches, okay, but Ha'isha Shenaflu, Ayin Ches. But just a few moments on yesterday's daf. Today's daf isn't as chock full as yesterday, so just two or three comments on yesterday's daf. On Amud Beis, the Gemara spoke about Ra'atan. Right, what is Ra'atan? One of the gets into the issue of one of the first brain surgeries we have. We mentioned in the past there was a Chayrim of the Gaonim already before, right after the Gemara. Chayrim of the Gaonim to use any of the Talmudic medicine that's mentioned in the Gemara. We don't know the exact ingredients. We don't know. You know, people are going to be motzi laz on the Gemara if we use the medicines and it's not in the appropriate way and it's not going to work. So they already made a Chayrim on using medicines. The question is, do we have any, do we know what Ra'atan is, Bizman Azeh? Just one of my father's books, Encyclopedia of Medicine in the Bible and the Talmud, he talks about Preuss was the one who really wrote the encyclopedia on all the medicines in the Gemara. So he wrote, according to Preuss, there is no illness in modern times that conforms to the clinical appearances and anatomical substrates described in the Talmud here. He was unable to find a parallel thereto in antiquity. He suggests that the symptoms probably refer to leprosy. This Ra'atan is probably some type of saras. That's what he thinks. But then he continues and discusses, you know, what about this type of surgery? So he said there are some mefarshim, unlike Rashi, unlike the Pashas of the Gemara, which talk about actually, you know, softening the skull and removing the skin. He says perhaps no artificial opening of the skull was made, and the Talmudic case refers to a brain tumor that bored through the skull. And the text could be equally well understood to refer to a tumor whose outgrowths resemble the feet of a reptile and whose removal must be accomplished with extreme caution. Again, the doctor's here, so it's good that they're here early. But again, this is it's a question of whether we have anything like this, at least disease, Bizman Azeh. The medicine, of course, you're not allowed to use. But can we identify the disease? That is that's a discussion. Okay. The big discussion of a number of Mefarshim is Rishu ben Levi's behavior. Rishu ben Levi, we know of this Ra'atan, everybody stayed away from the Baal Ra'atan, didn't even go into the wind of the Baal Ra'atan and sit in the shadow of the Baal Ra'atan. And yet, Rishu ben Levi was Michrach Muvasak Batorah, right? He went to him. Like the stories they say of Rabbi Levine, the beginning of, almost 175 years ago, where he used to go and visit the hospitals and visit, all those in Eretz Yisrael in order to befriend them. The question that is asked is, you know, how did he do this? Right? We tell Shluchei Mitzvah Einin Nizokin, but the Gemara Pesachim says, B'makom Shchiyach Hezeka Shaini. Right, if a shchiyach hazeka, you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation. So if you know somebody has a contagious disease, you know, you're not allowed to, no matter all your good intentions, you know, you have a chayecha kodman. So how did he do it? So Rabbi Chanan asked that question. V'kasha aksiva, yomer Shmuel, eich eileich, v'shama shal baraguni. Right, by Shmuel HaNavi, that's the source. Shmuel HaNavi complains to Hashem. Hashem says, go and find David HaMelech. Go find the Ben Yishai to anoint him. He didn't tell him David because he didn't know who it was in the end. Go find the Ben Yishai. He says, Shaul's going to hear about it and kill me. Hashem told him to go. What is he worried about? Shluchei mitzvah. So makom shchiyach hazeka shayni. Shmuel didn't want to take any chances. So says Rabbi Chanan v'tzarach lomar dizeo dafka b'shar mitzvus avalimit Torah shayni ukudyalach mikal v'chomer emchein mala etc. And that is Torah is different. Even if you say shluchei mitzvah is usually has to take precautions in makom shchiyach hazeka, but when it comes to Talmud Torah, that has a special protective nature. And in this case, Rabbi Shimon Levi felt that that was enough to protect. Two other points. Another question that is asked, again, that's one answer. Other answers given to that question as well. Another question that is asked is the response that he gave when he went up to Gan Eden. Question is, what exactly Gan Eden? You get into Gan Eden while you're still alive, you wanted to get in. Okay, big discussion what exactly that means. He took the knife. Is there really a knife that he has? Fascinating Gemaras. But he says, he goes in there and he finds Shimon Bar Yochai. He sees Shimon Bar Yochai sitting there on a couple of stools. Question, what is Mefarshim talk about the connection between these two great rabbis also, Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But he says, are you Rabbi Shua ben Levi? He says, yes, I'm him. Have you seen a keshes in your days? Have you seen a rainbow? He says, yeah, I've seen a keshes. He says, you can't be Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And the Gemara says he really did not see a keshes, but he didn't want to be, he wanted to think of himself, declare himself as great. He didn't want to be machzit tivusa l'nafshoi. So again, the Mefarshim ask, how was he able to lie? Right? How is he? It's not. No, it's not. What? It's what? It's the Olam HaEmes. The Olam HaEmes. It's Olam Hafachu. But how was he able to lie in that case? That's so the Shaar Mitzvah and Balacha here. Actually, even before that, there's a sefer in the back I saw in the Einei Shmuel, one of the little mafarshim in the back. And not the little, they're printed a little in our Gemara. I'm sure he wasn't printed so little. So the Einei Shmuel in the back says that really we find in the Gemara sometimes, what was his answer? He says, did you see a keshes? And he says, hein. But sometimes we find that it means one or in or ain or hain, you know, sometimes that's what he said. He says, Reisi b'sefer ma'on ha'brachos, shehevi b'shem ha'gon ha'chassid, shehegi b'sarach lomar in, aleph yud nun, ki ain mishtama l'trei lishni, hain v'lav. Akhmer shemen b'yachay amar b'lashon ain, v'hu sarach yu lashon hain. That was the confusion, really. He said something that can be mishtama b'shtei lishonos, right? Similar to, anochi esa b'charecha. Right? He said something that could be interpreted as, you know, as otherwise, to try to hide. And so one of the mafarshim yesterday said that that's how Leah, when Yaakov the next morning gets up and says, Leah, how did you do this to me? You know, why didn't you identify yourself? So yeah, I learned from you. Just like you were standing there and he said, oh, right, and he ate some, right? So I did the same thing as you, Yaakov, right? Leah, and so it's kind of that connection of Leah not giving herself up and Yaakov not giving herself up. Okay. Anyway, but the Shem Sianim Balacha says, maybe this is an example of Mishaneh Mipnei HaShalom. So Gemara says, Mzechaz Yivamis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu and others, you're Mishaneh by Avram and Sarah, Mishaneh Mipnei HaShalom. So here too, what kind of Shalom? Kind of Shalom as was just said, Moshe just said, it's the Olam HaEmes. No, but Imkein Hachem Yomar HaEmes Shlo Nira HaKeshes Yavu Lidei Gaiva. V'yitztarech Lilcho Mimo V'yesh Sofik Im Yinatzchu. Says he was worried that if he says something good about himself, he himself will bring Gaiva up in his. He wasn't dead yet, right? Maybe you can only say it's not the Olam HaEmes only once you're there yet. So maybe he was trying to get to the Olam HaEmes, but he says that maybe that's what he was worried about. Therefore, Yoser Tov to say a sheker. And the Gemara Bamitzia says you're allowed to make yourself, you know, hide your real nature about three areas. Right? What does the Gemara say? Three hani tlas mili avidir abanim demeshani b'milayu. What three things? B'mesechta b'purya ubu ushbiza. What's mesechta? So Rashi says even if you know what's mesechta, you can say I don't really learn that. I'm not really sure about that. You can make yourself a none of. So this is one of those examples. Gemara b'masiyah chav gimel. Okay, that is another discussion in the again. What? How did he lie? How did he go and put himself in the makom of danger? And one final point. One final thought I saw from the Shlach Kadosh. Where the Shlach says, the question of many mefarshim, which is asked also in Sefer Bereishis, and that is, isn't a rainbow something natural? As when Nira catches me a mecha, doesn't a rainbow have to do with nature? The Ramban deals with this question in Parshas Noah. How could the Ramban, here's a keshes, here's a sign. Isn't that something of nature? So Ramban deals with, even if you want to say it existed earlier, so maybe he was just using it as a sign now, but says the Shlach Kadosh, Sha'afo pisha keshes hu b'teva, even though it's natural, mikal makam lo haisa niris ha-keshes b'yabav im ha-yuzakon. But if the tzadikim were zoche, it wouldn't be seen. Why? When do you see a rainbow? When it's sunny and it's raining. That's when you see both. You're like, oh, where's the rainbow? You know, there's a rainbow. But if they were zoche, it would only rain at night. Right? Gishmei bracha. If it only rain at night, then it's not going to be a rain. Of course it's going to rain. It's something natural, but it's never going to come up if they were zoche. And that's the diuk. Nira keshes biyamecha. Did you see a keshes in your days? In your days, because at night, fine, you can see, you're not going to see a keshes, but in your days, that's the diaklomer. I'm near, so be yamim. V'zos b'shim shlo ha'isa zakoyim, v'lo ha'isa ro'i l'hagein al hadar. So that are a couple of thoughts on yesterday's daf. Question?
It's not shayach
ha'naik, exactly. Not shayach ha'naik, because it's not going to reflect on anything. Okay. Good. We spoke about Keshes also the previous day when we spoke about Re'iyah and Histaklus back on Daf Ayin Hay. Okay, so there's more to talk about on yesterday, a couple of Meshech Chachmas, but we'll go to today's Daf. Eighth Perek in Maseches Ksubis, Perek Isha Shenaflu. This Perek is all about Nechasim. Again, the previous Perek was about Nedarim that she takes, that he takes in terms of the relationship. This Perek is about Nechasim that she has when she gets the Nechasim and the power of the husband regarding Nechasim that she gets. And what about a Yavam, his power of Nechasim that she has, various halachas related to that. Okay, Haisha, so there are four parts to this first Mishnah. four parts of the first Mishnah in terms of when she gets nechasim. Number one, ha'ishu shenafol nechasim ad shelo tisareis. Case number one, where she gets nechasim before erusin. Before erusin, she still has nechasim. What do you mean, naflu la nechasim? So the pasha says naflu. What's naflu? So Yerusha. Yerusha is the usual translation. Tosfos Yantif says, maybe it means anyway. Lav Dafka means Yerusha. He says, V'lav Dafka, Elohu Adin Afilu Nasala B'matana, or Shematza Metzia. And a woman has property before Erisin. Anything, in any type of case that you want. So a woman has Nechasim before Erisin. So Achlo Tis'ares, Modim Beishama Beisilo Shemocheres V'Nosenes V'Kayim. So everybody agrees that Beisham and Sehel both agree, they're going to argue in a minute, so that's why it's foreshadowing that. Everybody agrees that if a woman has a chasim before Erisin, and then Rashi adds, she has Erisin, now she's Nisares, she's allowed to sell those properties. If she got it before Erisin, it's totally hers. And therefore, even if then Erisin takes place, the husband has no rights to prevent her from selling in that case, and she can be Mocheres from Nasenes, she can sell it, she can give it to whoever she wants, v'kayam, and that sale will stand. That is case number one of the Mishnah. Case number two, naflu la mishenis arsa. What about if she got properties? Mishenis arsa. She got properties after Erisin. So now this is the next step up. So now already, as the Gemara will say, b'shas Erisin, the husband has certain rights to it already. Like, he's made for nedarim. He has other halachas that kick in. Midal raisa, he's machal betruma. So naflu la mishenis arsa. If she gets nechasim after erusin, that's a machlokas. Beishamei omrim timkar. Beishamei says she can sell the property. Lechadchila. Ubeisil omrim lo timkar. Beisil says no. Lechadchila, she should not sell the property. Why? Because he already has some rights to it. Elovei lamodim. They both agree though. Shemachor v'nasakayim. If she does sell the property, he cannot prevent it. It's just a machlokas on a lechadchila level. Machlokas on a lechadchila level. Yeah.
Case number one. When she gets engaged, when she gets married, doesn't the husband have a right to that land? On some
when she gets married, Nisuin, he has rights.
No, so if she cannot follow the husband, actually does not.
But actually,
everybody agrees that she can do whatever she wants.
Everybody agrees that she can do what she wants with those nechasim. After Nisuin, there's something called Peiros. He has certain rights of Peiros that he gets with the nechasim that she brings to the marriage. Nechse Malug. This is talking about a girl that's single that becomes Nisaris.
Until Nisuin, she can do whatever she wants.
Right. Until Nisuin, it works. I mean, we just said that after Erisin, if she gets the Nechasim, Sen Lechadchila, she shouldn't, according to Beis Hillel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lechadchila b'dieved in Mamanis, yes. So it's not. I think you could have it in Mamanis, right? You're alluding to Tosfos in Maseches Nida. Tosfos in Maseches Nida says there's a difference. You could only have Lechadchila b'dieved in Mitzvos, but not in Matirim. That's what Tosfos says. That's why if you can have a lachanchila way to do a mitzvah and a b'dieved way to do a mitzvah. But you can't have a lachanchila b'dieved way to do a matir. But Dine Mamanis, Chazal could tell you lachanchila how to deal with your money. B'dieved, you know, it's not going to work. Just like, you know, this is Mamanis. This isn't a matir. And it's a nisadurabanan, right? It's a durabanan. She should not sell. Tosfos, Dibra Maschel Naflu, quotes the Yerushalmi in Maseches Peah. Where in Maseches Peah, see the Tosfos Maseches Peah, Yerushalmi Perek Beishamai Boy Rabbi Tanchon Kamir of Yosef Amaylo Tani Lagabi Dvarim Shei Mikulei Beishamai Mechamir Beisilel. Right, we know in Maseches Idios we have the whole list of cases where uncharacteristically Beishamai is the Mekel and Beisilel is the Machmir. So this Mishnah is not in that list. So why isn't our Mishnah in that list? Where here it says that she's Beishamai says she's not allowed to sell it. So why isn't it on that list? Oh, so the Yerushalmi answers, Amalei, first wide line, Lo tanel drashu chomer mishteit sadim, v'kam mishteit sadim. This isn't a chomer and a kula. What's a chomer? Chomer is where it's chomer to both sides, or a kula to both sides. But here, a chomer, whenever you have mominus, what chomer to one is a kula to the other. Aval hacha kala isha v'chomer labal. It's a kula for the isha and the chomer to the baal, and that's why, even though it's formulated as she shouldn't, but still it's a kula to the husband. So therefore, it's not on that list. The Yerushalmi continues, continuing the Tosfos, Vahatanya, Beishamei Omrim Hefker La'aniyim Hefker Vahare Kal La'aniyim V'chomer L'Baal HaBayis. On the list there is a machlokas there in Maseches Peah. Let's say somebody's mafkir their nechasim to poor people. This is Hefker to the poor. Does that work? Hefker usually means to everybody. Can you designate your Hefker to a certain population? That's a machlokas between Beishamei and Beisil. He has good intentions. So Beishamei says it's Hefker. Hefker La'aniyim Hefker. And we say, and that's on the list. Right? It's a kubla beis shammai. It's a chumra to the rich people, right? So why is that on the list? If you say chumras and kulas are only with his, it's one sided. So why is that on the list? So again, the Yerushalmi their answers. Amar le, eino chomer lebalabayis shemidaita hu mafkir. No, it's not a chumratim because he's trying to do this. He's trying to be mafkir. So therefore, it's not a chumra to him to say, oh, it's automatic. It's still a chumra to him. You might ask, it's a chumra to the other people, because they can't get it. But I don't think that's such a chumra, because they're not supposed to get it. It's not theirs to start off with. So it's a chumra that he's trying to be mafkir. It doesn't work. I don't think that's a chumra. It's only a chumra that it used to be the owners, and now the hefker works, and it goes away from him. So that's a discussion in Tosas why our Mishnah is not in the list of chumras and kulas. Okay, then the Tosafot deals with an earlier Mishnah that we had, but we won't read that right now. Let's go back to the Mishnah. So again, case two of the Mishnah is where she gets nechassim after erusin. Meishamai says she's not allowed to sell those nechassim, and Beis Hillel says she can lechatchila, and Beis Hillel says she's not allowed to sell them lechatchila. But they both agree that if she sold it, kayim. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amru Chacham lefei Rabbi Gamliel. Rav Yehuda quotes a conversation that the Chachamim said in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Ho'ol b'zacha b'isha lo yizkeh b'nechassim. Hey, if the man is, maybe this Menachem is what you were asking. If the man is zocheh in the woman, that she is nichnas l'reshuso, he shouldn't be zocheh in her nechassim? So what are they upset about? Are they upset, the Gemara is going to ask this question, they're upset about some power that she has. So are they upset at Beis Shammai Shita, that she's allowed to even sell a chachila, or are they upset at Beis Hillel, that it works with the Evans? The Gemara is going to discuss that. But somehow, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, you know, why should she have such power to do something? Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Gamliel answered, Ala Chadashim Anuboshim. We're even upset that even after marriage, after Nisuin, she has no power. Elosh Atem Megavgal Lano Se Yeshanim. You even want to be Megavgal on the old Chasim from beforehand? It's enough. We're already upset that he could uproot. He has certain power after marriage from the chasm that she brings into the marriage. So you want to add on new dinim? So we won't accept that, says Rav Gamliel. The Mefarshim ask, what's the pshat of this line? What do you mean al chadashim anuboshim? What does that mean? We're upset that he has power to prevent her from selling after nisuin. Why are we upset about that? You know, what do you mean al chadashim anuboshim? Ask the Pnei Yeshua. What are we upset about? They're married. He gets her to chasm. Right, Mashakani Ishikana Baila. What Al Khadashim on a Boshim? What do we Bosh about? So you want to add on? So that's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Lachar Ishla Tamua. Atu Rabbi Gamliel Bosh Bedivre Chachamim Beikar Takanis Peris Ishla Labaila. She Alach Psuka. So Alach Psuka that a man is Mosi. A man has right. We discussed it by Takanis Usha back on Daf Nun that if a man gets married and the woman brings in Nechassim, so even if the woman sells the stuff, Isha Mosi Man Alakukos. Right. So what are we so upset about? Anachnu Boshim Mizeh. So the Tamei Yeshua gives three answers. We'll quote two of them. So he says, Nirali Lafaresh, Lule Pirish Rashi Batosvis. He says, number one, I think maybe this is the Pshat. Ala Chadashah Zona Boshim, Hainu Atakana Chadashah. We're could go in high. V'yachi kamar. Ala Takanas Chadashah Zona Boshim, Elash Atem Boim Legalgal Hayishanos, Velomer Shakodim Atakana Nami Me'ikiradin Yafakoach Abau. Fine, once Chazal said this halacha, we accept it. But now you're trying to say that even without the takana, misvara, the husband should have certain powers and the woman's a chasim? This is her property. This is her property. She should be able to do what she wants with her property. Fine, mashe kana isha kana baila. What the woman is kone during the marriage, he will have, it goes into his bank account. But from beforehand, you're trying to say misvara. Misvara, you should say that, making this into rabbanah and she shouldn't be able to do it. Why is that? Fine, takana d'rabbanan. We'll accept the takana d'rabbanan. But misfar, why should you say it? That's pshat number one of the Pnei Yeshua. Then he gives another pshat. We'll go to the third pshat. A third pshat, he says, Ala chadashos anu boshim, shesover, dinehi shetiknu chachamim peiros isha labayla, hainu shekolzman shekuf hakarka v'shusa, yochal ha-peiros. Aval ein levatel ha-mechir bishvil takana zu, tehem amru v'hem amru. Fine, what was the takana? While she has the nechasim, he gets to eat fruit. Then Chazal extended it to after the marriage, if he sells the guf, that he gets to be motzi miad alakuchos. But the ikir hatakana was that he gets payrus while she has the guf. But here she's selling the guf. So why should he have any power once she sells the guf? The takana was that he gets to eat payrus. But once she sells it, then she doesn't have it anymore. So that's the anuboshin of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua asks that kasha, he gives a couple of couple of answers. One other answer given by the Hafla here, the Hafla says, wasn't this whole takana of Peros litovasa for her? Right? Peros takas perkuna. Remember back to the fourth parak. Peros takas perkuna. So if it's all litovasa, why shouldn't she be able to sell it? What do you mean, lo timkar? Okay, another pshat of why anu boshin. Let's continue now. So that was part two of the Mishnah. Part one of the Mishnah was Nechasim she gets before Erisin. Part two of the Mishnah is Nechasim she gets after Erisin. Next, part three of the Mishnah, about the 10th line. Naflula Mishenises. What happened if she gets Nechasim? Nechasim fall to her. She finds it. Or, right, we said that the ghost of the husband also, Mishem Eva. Or she gets, he wins the lottery, Yerusha. Elu ve'elu modim, she'em machra v'nasana, sh'aval mosi yad alakuchos. So, if she gets the chasim after Nisuin, then everybody agrees that her sale is invalid. Not only can she, shouldn't she sell the chadchila, but the sale is not valid. The baal is mosi yad alakuchos. Why? Rashi says, like he says elsewhere, because the chazal gave the husband the status of lokeach rishon. Lokeach Rishon, and therefore, he is motzi, he is as if he has the status of a lokeach, a buyer, and therefore he is motzi me'ad lekuchos. Case number four, ad shalo nises v'nises. What about this case? She got nechasim before marriage, and then marriage takes place. So what about that case? That hasn't been discussed yet. So there too, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Machav Rasakayim, Rabbi Gamliel, as his mentality stated before, he says it works. She had these nechasim before marriage. So because she had it before marriage, we say the sale works. Over Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, same conversation, but this one was in the name. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said, not Rabbi Yehuda. Chanina ben Akavya said, "Armel v'Rabbi Gamliel." They said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Hov zochah bishul liskam nechasim." What do you mean? Once marriage takes place, he's zochah in his wife. He should be zochah in her nechasim. Armel lahem again. He answers, "Alach hadashim anu boshin." We're upset that he even has rights to sell things that she gets after marriage. El shatem magavon alano hayishadim. You want to add on again? Same conversation in part two of the Mishnah and part four of the Mishnah. Okay, those are four parts to the Mishnah. The Mishnah ends off with a separate statement. Rabbi Shimon cholek bein nechasim lenechasim. Rabbi Shimon is mechalek between whether the husband has rights in nechasim between various nechasim. What's various nechasim? Nechasim ayiduim labal otim karvim nachra v'nas nabata. Nechasim that were known to the husbands. What does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara. Then those she should not sell because he knows about it. V'mnachra v'nas nabata. And it's batel if she tries because he knows about it. And you can assume that this was part of his agreement and knowledge of going into the marriage. She'enon yiduin labal. But if he did not know about it, lo timkar, then she should not sell it. V'mnachav nasakayim. And if she sold it, then the sale is valid. Yeah. So that's the difference between yiduim and enim. What are yiduim and enim? Yiduim, is it literal or are these categories? We'll see in the Gemara. Maishna resha delo pligi, maishna seva de pligi. Yes, the Gemara. So what's the difference between case one and case two of the Mishnah? Why in case one, where she gets nechasim before Erisin, do we say that everybody agrees that she can do whatever she wants with it, even after Erisin? It's Rashi's pshat. While in the Seifa, where she gets nechasim after Erisin, so then we say, no, l'chadchila at least, Beis Hillel says, she's not allowed to sell it. So Ami Debe Rab Yanai, Reisha Bischusa Naflu, Reisha, it was totally Bischusa and her schus, it fell to her. Meaning she was single. Nobody else had rights to her. She was not married to, she was not connected to anybody. Nobody else had rights except her. Seifa Bischusa Naflu. Seifa, it's in his schus. Look at moment. In Bischusa Naflu, Kimach Ranasa Maikayim. Erison is in his schus, then he should have full rights and the sale should not be valid. Where says, you're right, no, it doesn't mean enough in his schus. El Reisha vade b'schus naflu. Reisha is for sure in her schus. She's alone. She's not nisaris yet. Seifa, it's not in his schus, but it's Eimar b'schusa, Eimar b'schuso. Right, no, it's somewhere in the middle. Because there's Erisin. He has certain rights, but he does not have full rights. And therefore, l'chadchila lo timkar and machar v'nas lakayim. He has certain rights, but not full, and therefore she should not sell l'chadchila, and if she did, though, it's kayim. Important Rashi. Rashi says, Eimar b'schuso, de Erisin ose suffik nisuin. Erisin creates a state of suffik nisuin. So stop there. You could have said Rashi means something fundamental. It's a quasi status of marriage. But then Rashi says, seems to undermine the line. Shema tavo de nisuin, shema lo tavo. Unless that's what, maybe marriage will happen, maybe marriage will not happen. So does that mean because it's a suffix gift for right now, it's inherently weak, or it's just a question of probabilities? But either way, Rashi's saying Averson is somewhere in the middle. It's not Nisuin, obviously. And we've had Gemaras that compared Averson to, let's say, Zika of Yibam. You know, which is stronger? Which is stronger, Yibum or Erisin? Erisin that we had, and we're going to have again later. Erisin is Machil B'Truma, Midaraisa. Right? An Aris, if an Aris is a Kohen, it's Machil B'Truma. A Yavam is not Machil B'Truma. So that shows that maybe Erisin is stronger. But again, other halachas don't kick in. Yeah?
But if it's a real suffix, then shouldn't we undo the sale and go back to the status quo?
But if it's a real suffix, that's why we say the sale.
Meaning
it's a suffix, but the sale is. Maybe it's going to relate to Tosfos Kasha, what you're asking. Tosfos here asks, Seifa, Amar B'Schuso, Tema, Im Kain, see the Tosfos, third Tosfos, Le Beis Hillel Nami Timkar, if it's a Safek, not what you're saying, but according to the opposite question, according to Beis Hillel, you should be able to even say, why is there a Lachan Chilu not to sell it? Why? The Kivan Shi Muchzekes, Havi Safek Shala, Vadai, Vei Safek Motzi Bidei Vadai. She's holding the Nechasim, she has a Cheskes Mamon. So if it's a Safek, so why don't we say she can sell even Lachan Chilu? Like Shomeris Yavim that got Nechasim, that we say that Beis Hillel there agrees, exactly what I just said, Beis Hillel there says she can sell Lechadchila. So why here, if it's a Safek, she should be able to sell Lechadchila? So what does Tosa say? V'yesh Lomar. Tahacha, no, here's different. Bevadei Linase Kaima. Erisin to Nisuin is more than Zika to Yibum. Why? Because by Zika you have two options. By Zika, you have two options, and that itself makes it a weaker link. Mashenki, to call Maris, I do Linase. A person does Eris in order to get married. Hilgal Harchila lo Timkar. Even though it's a Suffolk, and even though she's Mukhzak, but still, you can see the probabilities it's on the way of to marriage. Aval bi Shehivadai. Aval Hasam, Kachomez Chalitza, Komolibum. Hovi Hivadai Amr Chachamim, the Timkar Lacharchila. So that is Tosa's answer. It's a case of Suffolk, but she's Mukhzak. Tosa's answer is, you're right, she's Mukhzak, and you're right, it's a Suffolk, but. Maybe the suffix is not such a suffix. That's Tosfos' answer. Maybe the suffix is not such a suffix. Yeah.
Tosfos' definition of suffix is different than Rashi's definition of suffix. Tosfos, maybe they won't get married. Maybe they will get married.
Okay, so maybe the right. Is it suffix? They will. Okay, but Rashi seemed to say it's some type of status suffix osa suffix irisin. Right. Any moment there might be nisuin. Okay, that's Tosfos' answer. Tosfos' yontif here. Okay, Tosfos' yontif says maybe there's another answer. Maybe there's another answer to this question of Tosis. Why? He quotes Rashi on Amud Beis. Rashi on Amud Beis, again, we'll get to that soon, but there's a Rashi towards the bottom of Amud Beis, if you turn over. He's just describing Beis Hillel Shita. Okay, we don't have to know the Gemara to do this Rashi. Three quarters of the way down, Rashi and Zimmer Maschel of Rabbi Chanina. Rashi says, Beis Hillel says you can't sell even if you got it during Erisin. And if a buyer comes to Bezdin, we'll say, don't buy it from this woman. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi says, you know what Beis Hillel Shita is? If somebody comes to court and says, should I buy it from this woman? We tell him not to. Isn't Beis Hillel Shita that she shouldn't sell it? What do you mean? If a lokeach comes, we're going to tell him not to buy it. So Tosfos Yontif says, maybe the answer to Tosfos' question is, Inachinami, she can. She can! What does it mean, lo timkar? Because we tell people not to buy it. Because it's a case of suffik, and mitzad the buyers, it's suffik. Mitzad her, she could sell if she could find buyers. But it's just that we're going to tell people not to buy it from her. That's the Tosfos Yontif Chiddush. We can't be mocheb. Vaday safek, vaday bitza safek. Aval lo lokeach abali malach the mochen anu lo. If the lokeach, that's what Rashi said. Rashi's meduyuk. Why does Rashi say that later and not on the Mishnah? Kasha. But either way, Rashi says it's the issue of the lokeach. Vavi lo timkar klomar ina yichol limkar. What does it mean? She won't be able to sell it because we're going to advise the buyers not to buy it from her. Shekshabag ba kona liknos ubali malach will say no. Because her chazaka doesn't work for them. And for you, it's a case of suffix, so don't buy it. So that's a machlokas, Tosfos. Tosfos Yontif gives a different answer than Tosfos. Rabbi Kiva Eger there on the Mishnayis, on this Tosfos Yontif says, I'll give you a nafkamina. Right? It quotes the Mishnah, who gives a nafkamina. What about if she wants to give it? If she wants to give it. So, mitzad the bars will say you shouldn't, but let's say she wants to give a matana. So, the Mishnah Dafka says, lo timkar. But what are we going to advise them not to take a matana? That's not fair. We'll tell them, go buy a different field. But they can't get a different field for free. So therefore, in terms of matana, so we have nothing to do. I've all been said it's matana, lo shayach lo omer, to omer lo sheikal matana. Umishim hachi, lo nakam masis, and lo timkar. That's why the Mishnah Dafka says, lo timkar, and not lo titain. That's the lumdis of the Tosfos Yontif. Interesting lumdis about whether a muchzak, a cheskas mamon, would work only for the person who has the money, or it works for everybody in the case. Like if somebody else has some shaykhs to the case, does it work? So according to the Tosfos Yontif, it only works for the muchzak themselves. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amar Fnei Rav Gamliel, last line of the Amud. Ibai Lahu, Rabbi Yehuda Alachanchila O Adi Evan. Remember the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, according to Chachamim in front of Rabbi Gamliel, this man is zochin the woman. So of course he should be zochin her nechasim. So what is he upset about? Because previously we had two statements. We had the shita that Beis Shammai says she's even allowed to sell lachanchila. We had the shita of Beis Hillel who says that. I'm sorry, I forgot one point. Just wanted to mention the Sharam Sion and Balacha here on this line of. That she should not sell it, but if she sells it, but the evidence is okay. So the mashma mikan de ein schus al ha'asid lios. Even though the husband has certain rights to the nechasim that he's going to get after nisuin, but right now you don't see those as rights that have teeth because he doesn't have it. Even though it's a schus ha'asid lios, he's going to have nisuin. You don't see those as rights. Ulechora yish ladaktik. He quotes, "What do you do with Rashi and Parsha Shmos, where?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Botziachas ha'am mi-Mitzrayim tabdunas Hashem ala har hazeh." B'schus that you go out of Mitzrayim, b'schus you're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'schus sheyekablu ha-Torah lo-Asid, b'schus zeh yasim mi-Mitzrayim. Because of a schus of something that's going to happen in the future, so now you're going to, you know, now you're going to have something that works. Because of a bracha, because you're going to do something in the future, so right now. So where do you have that? So v'yesh l'chalik bin ish yachid l'klal Yisrael. So maybe there's a chilik. By a yachid, you say that it's not going to work. You can't have something now based on what's going to happen in the future. But for Klal Yisrael, you can. It just reminded me of a story in Shmuel Beis. Story in Shmuel Beis. I think it's shayach to hear too that based something in the future, you get a schus now. Story goes that how did David HaMelech, right, we know if Perek Vav, I think it is in Shmuel Beis, because David HaMelech is trying to bring the Aron back to Yerushalayim and Uzzah somehow does something wrong with the Aron. He touches the Aron and gets killed, so they leave the Aron there. And then, 3 months later, the Navi describes, David HaMelech realized that, you know, this bracha now in the house where it is, and he brings the Aron back. So what's the bracha? So Rashi there in Shmuel Beis quotes, because the family where the Aron was, and another chazal, were having six kids at a time. They're having lots and lots of babies. Right, lots of, and therefore David and Melchizedek. Oh, there's a lot of bracha here. It must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to bring the Aron, and he brings the Aron up, and Michal looks out the window. You have the whole story there. Asks the Gra on that story. It was only 3 months. It was only 3 months later, and they're having six babies already. So how did he know that there was such bracha having six babies? So the Gra says, you know how? So the Gra says because they were so fat. If you're having six babies, you know they're so big. You know when a woman's having twins, right? Everybody knows without her saying six babies. Of course, even in the third month, it must have been very fat. That's the grub. But there's a Marsham. Unbelievable story of the Marsham. The Marsham has as follows. There was a man, a Shiloh came to the Marsham. The Marsham, there was a man that there was a certain Gzeira in a certain city. Gzeira that something terrible was going to happen. And Gavai Tzedakah was going through the city. And he hears about it. He says, you know what? If you give me Tzedakah, I'm going to get rid of the Gzeira. So they say, really? Well, it's Baal Mofes. So they give him the tzedakah. And the next day, a letter comes from the governor, the Xerah's bottle. But it was postmarked before they gave the money. So they come to the Marsham and say, we don't want to give this guy, he owes us our money. Obviously, he had nothing to do with it, right? Because it was postmarked already before we gave him the tzedakah. And the guy says, no, it was bischus me. It was because he gave the tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it beforehand because of what you're going to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged backwards the tzedakah. See, they come to the Marsham. The Marsham says there's nothing in Shas that says anything about this. But there's a story in Tanakh about it. And he quotes this story at Beis Avinadav. He quotes a story that they're already having babies after 3 months. He says, no, not like the Gra. The Gra, they're already very fat. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged because he knew that they were going to be Zocha. He arranged them to become pregnant 6 months earlier. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates zechuyos beforehand, even though the action, even beforehand. So here, like the Sharm Tzion Malachas Kasha here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the man is not zocha, doesn't get the schus about something that Asid Lios, he says, you know, Marsham says, maybe in certain cases, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you schus beforehand. That's a Godel Batara, that's a posting. Doesn't only have Shas on his fingertips, you have to have Tanakh on your fingertips. That's the Musa for today. Okay. Says the Ben Chamish Lamikra. Right. That's the first step. Iboy Lahu. So we ask next. Rabbi Yehuda Achachilo Adi Evan. So Rabbi Yehuda, where he says, I'm upset. I think the husband should have power. Is he upset that the woman has the power, according to Beis Shammai, to sell the Chachilo? Or Beis Hillel, he has power, at least L'Chachilo. I'm sorry, the B'dievet, it does work. The B'dievet, it does work. So Tashma, so is the comment on the L'Chachilo or on the B'dievet? So Tashma, the Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Fnei Gamliel. We have another version which says clearly, Ha'il v'zu ishto, since an Nesua and an Arusa are both called his wife, Zu Mecher Bato, Zu Mecher Bato. So they say in front of Rabbi Gamliel, if by a Nesua the Mecher is null and void, so too by Arus Erison. So Amr Lahen, Al-Chadashim on the Magagan Alenu Asa Yishanim, and again he has a statement, we're upset about the Nesua in line, so even the Erison line you ought to add in? But you see, the lashon that's used here is about mechra batel. So shma mina, dieved kamer shma mina. It must be that he's commenting about the dieved aspect of it, that he's upset in Beis Hillel. How can Beis Hillel say it works, but the dieved, he should have power. He should have power. That's the line. That's how you know that Rabbi Yehuda is going on the dieved line. He should have the power to block the sale. Shidim Kubes is just as mayor. It's an amazing line that they say to him. Avzu mechra, just like this is a woman, this is a wife, this is a wife. What, there's no differences in Eris, an Arusa and an Nesua? Just like Zuishto. There are major differences between Eris and Nesuin. We had a brisa about it. Aninus and Yerusha and Tuma. There's a lot of differences. So says the Shidim Kubes. Afal gavdiika hefresh tuva ben Arusa and Nesua mikomakom le'inyun ishus shavenheim. Regarding Ishus, they're equal. Why? Tichihechi dinesua asur l'chol ha'olam. Hachanami arusasu asur l'chol ha'olam. Right? They're both usur to the world. What about to, right, and regarding that, they're similar, and the Gemara is assuming that his power of sale of her property would be totally on that. Vayna tekamri ho vazu ishto. And va'od kiva do omenes li nasik in a suadamya, but at least, you're right, it's not really, don't take this line so literally, zuishto v'zuishto, but regarding the issue that they're usur l'kala olam, so that I guess would be enough, according to, for this halacha. That's what the Shidim Kubetza suggests. The Pnei Yeshua also deals with his dimyon. The Pnei Yeshua also deals with the dimyon of Arusa and Nesua. And, okay, we'll leave it for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Lo kachi shiver Gamliel Chachamim. No, Rabbi Gamliel had a different response to the Chachamim. Again, what was the previous response? Rabbi Gamliel said, I'm upset that the Bala even has power after Nisuin. So you want to even add on? Even B'shas Erison, he should have power? So that wasn't his response. El kachi shiver, this was the response. There's a big difference between Erison and Nisuin. Im amartin bin Nisua, shekein Bala zakai bin Mitziyasa, u'masi yadeo ba'farasa dareho. By a Nesua, he is Zoche. He has a lot of rights in her Mitzios. We said because of Eva, he gets her Mitzios. Umasi Yadayim, in her earnings. He has power. He has unique, he has exclusive power to be made for Nedarim after Nesuin. Tomer Ba'arusa, Shein Bala, but by an Arusa, you don't say that. Shein Bala, Zakai Loba Mitzios, Umasi Devil, Ba'afar Zadareh. He has joint power by Afar Zadarim, but there's a big difference. So, not just a general statement that I'm upset about the later ones, but he says that you can't compare Erison and Nisuin. Period. Amrulo Rebbe. Rebbe responds to Rabbi Gamliel, Machra Achelo Nises. I'll agree with you if she does the sale before Nisuin. I'll agree that the halacha should be that she should be able to have the... most Mepharshim say this is not to Rabbi Gamliel, it's a separate statement. Amulo Rebbe. Rebbe says, Machra Achelo Nises, if she sells it before Nisuin, fine, then we say that the sale should be good. Nises Vakach Machra Mau. What if she got married and then she sold? Amar Lahu. So they said to him, Avzu Machrez Vakhez Vakayim. So he says, yeah, Rabbi Gamliel is always the type of person that says that mentality, it works, like he said in the Mishnah. Amrulo, Hol Vazacha Bishal Iskim Nechasim. Same conversation. What do you mean? If he's married to her now, shouldn't it be Zoch in her Nechasim? Amrulahem, Alachadashim on the Boshim, Alashatam Agagon, Leno Sayashanim. Again, he's upset. He has the mentality that he doesn't want him to have such power. The Gemara asks, if Rabbi Gamliel is so gung ho about her power, then why in the Mishnah is there a Bidi'evid Lashon used? Then what does it say? If after Nisuin she sold, it works. If he is always in the belief that she should be able to sell it, so shouldn't he say that, sell it? Two answers. Amar Azvid. Tani, Mocher Ezra Zvakayim. You're right. Switch it. Really, the Mishnah should say, she can't sell it lechatchila. Number one. Number two, Rav Papa Amar Lo Kasha. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. How far Rabbi Gamliel holds? Harbi Yehuda libedur Gamliel. Harbi Chaimin Akavi libedur Gamliel. Whether she could even sell a chachile after Nisuin, that's a machlokas within Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Chanim and Akavi Kabe Shammai. We're saying, according to this, that there is one opinion, Rabbi Chanim and Akavi in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, that would say that a woman could sell her nechasim lechachila even after she gets married. And the husband has no rights. So even Beis Shammai doesn't go that far. What did Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah? Beis Shammai says, after Eris she could sell lechachila. After Nisuin? The closest we could get is Beis Shammai. So he's following, he's like a strand of Beis Shammai Shita. So Hachi Kamal, Nechlo Beis Shammai, Silva Al Davar Zed. It'll change. No, Beis Shammai Silva never discuss this. There is no Shita Beis Shammai that says you can sell a Chachila, or even Beis Hillel would agree that you can sell. But it's not an issue of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Period. Next statement. Rav Shmuel Damit Shavayu, Rav Shmuel weigh in on this issue. Rav and Shmuel say, even if she got nechasim before Erisin, and she sold them after Nisuin, habal mosi me'ad alakuchos. The Baal can be mosi me'ad alakuchos. And the Gemara says, come on, zelo k'Rabbi Yehuda, lo k'Rabbi Chaim ben Akavya. Nobody said that. What was case one of our Mishnah? If she gets it off before Erisin, that's hers. She could do whatever she wants with that. Right? Even after Nisuin, the Gemara is assuming she could do whatever she wants with, if she got it before Erisin. So says the Gemara, in Huda Amri Rabbo Seinu. You're right, really Rav and Shmuel are not holding like anybody in their Mishnah, they're holding like Rabbo Seinu. The Tanya, because we have a Brisa that says, in the Tosefta, Rabbo Seinu, Chazru V'nimnu, Bein Shavala, Shalut Tesaris, Bein Shavala, Mishin Nesaris, Avin Yisais, even if she gets Nechasim before Erisin, Habal Mosi Be'ad Lekuchos, the Baal can be Mosi from Lekuchos. They asked the Ritva, why didn't Rav and Shmuel just say, you know, Halacha Rabbo Seinu? You know, why they say, well, they say their own Shita, as if they're saying their own Shita. They hold like Rabbo Seinu. Why don't they just say Halacha Rabbo Seinu? So says the Ritva, because this Tosefta wasn't so famous. But they would say Halacha Rabbo Seinu. They say who? What? What are you talking about? He says La Pirish Ulafish Lo Haisa Brisa the Rabbo Seinu Shagura BeMedrash. The Beis Medrash, they weren't familiar with this. Asua Memra Blo Amra Halacha Rabbo Seinu. They made it their own statement, right? They didn't say Halacha Rabbo Seinu. That's what they yeah.
That could answer half the questions in Shas.
That why they say their own Shita? Yeah. It wasn't known. But here it's a Rav and Shmuel. It sounds like they're saying their own statement. You're right, but this could be used other places as well. Okay, period. Two dots. Once she gets married, everybody agrees. If she gets an chasim after she's married, everybody agrees that she cannot sell it. So, let's say, is this Mishnah exactly what we learned in Takana Zusha? Right, we had five Takana Zusha, Mem Tesem Abayis, Nunam and Aleph. Because what do we have there? Derem Yosef Rechanina, the last one was, Ba'usha is Kinu, Ha'isha Shemachar B'Nechse Malug, Aisha that sells her Nechse Malug, meaning the Nechasim that she owns the guf, and the Baal owns, gets to pluck off the peros, b'chaye b'ayla, v'mesa, in her husband's life, and she dies, the Baal mosi me'ad alakuchos. The Baal can be mosi me'ad alakuchos. So, is our Mishnah, the Mishnah basically saying the same thing, that she cannot sell it. So, is this a kasha, or is this a statement? So the pashtus, you might say that this is, hey, the Mishnah supports Usha. But the Yeshiva Gubetzin says, maybe it's a question. Why do you need Takanas Usha? You know, it's a Mishnah. We need a separate Takanas Usha. So my answer is no. The Takanas Usha is adding something. Masnison bechayeha ulaperos. What is the Mishnah saying? That in her lifetime, the Baal, let's say she sells it, the Baal could still go and take the peros off of that field that was sold. Because he had the power to peros beforehand, and now he still has the power of peros. Takanas Usha, what did they add on? Begufish al karku lacharmisa. That after she dies, he could go take the guf. Because he's considered the lokeach rishon. Next, the last line of the Mishnah was Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon cholek bein nechasim v'chulu. Elohen yiduim, elohen yiduim, elohen. Reb Shimon said that nechasim yiduin, no nechasim, those she's not allowed to sell, and it's null and void. But nechasim she'inim yiduim, she's allowed to. What are yiduim and inim yiduim? Amar v'yosei Rabbi Chanina. Yiduin mikarkoi she'inim yiduim metaltzlin. Yiduin means karka. She can't sell karka. Even if she doesn't know about it. There's something about karka. We discussed this in a Tuesday night shiur, I think a couple of years ago. Karka has special significance. It's called Yesh Lahem Achrayas. It's always there. It's always security. It's always secure. So karka, that's what yiduin means. She'inim yiduin means movable items, metaltzlin. Reb Yochanan Amar, no. Elav Elav Yiduin, both of those are called Yiduin Hain. Elav Elav She'inim Yiduin, what does Einim Yiduin mean? Literally. Kol She'yoshev Es Kam, Anachim L'Nachasim Midinas Hayam. If she has Nachasim somewhere else that he does not know about, so those she has rights to, those she could sell and it works. right? And the Ritva says, Lav Dafka Medina Sayam, Hu Adin Shadaflu Kan, Vo Nodulabal. Lamaise doesn't know about it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. La dafka medina sayam. If he doesn't know about certain bank accounts of hers, so then that she's allowed to sell. Tani na mihafi. We also learned the brayso. Elo ein she'inan yiduin kol she'yishevas kan v'natzu alachasim medina sayam. If there's properties that he doesn't know about, she's allowed to sell.
What's the reason for that?
Again, this is property that's coming to into the marriage beforehand. Not the stuff she gets. Stuff that she gets when she's married is for sure his.
Whether or not
he knows about it. Right, but it's only properties from beforehand. That's where he has this chilek. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem, we will continue with Isha Shanaflu in the coming days. This year was sponsored by the Spilzinger family, Lezech Nishmas, Moshe Zev. Sponsor. Okay. Welcome to our new listener. I just got an email from London. We have a new